Mzilandlovu who told Studio 7 today that his removal from the position of MDC Secretary General has nothing to do with failing to carry out his duties in the party. While saying that he doesn't view himself as being victimized, he said the real reason for his removal from the party post was that Mncube was blaming him for the disgruntlement that party members have expressed over his leadership. Mzilandlovu admitted that he would have accepted the nomination to stand as president at the forthcoming MDC Congress.
My conviction is that because the grassroots membership and the other people in leadership were getting agitated and frustrated with the non-effectiveness of the party, starting with the poor performance, ever since 2013, or even before 2013 elections.
Mm.
And people were trying to say, let's identify our reasons for our poor performance in the elections.
The MDC announced the sacking of Mzilandlovu from the position of Secretary General over the weekend, saying he was incompetent and failed to perform the duties expected of his post. But Mzilandlovu said Mncube used his position to instigate his firing because of personal differences that exist between them. He added that, like most leaders of Zimbabwean politics, Mncube does not brook any opposing view and is dictatorial in his leadership.
Whilst we stand up to oppose ZANU-PF, we ourselves have been so rubber stamped with the way ZANU-PF does things. And we don't realize that it's like you're cut from the same cloth to make a different garment. This is one hallmark of a dictatorial, style of administration. It's dictatorial. It says in the press statement, it was unanimously agreed. And when you have an issue like this, and you say it's unanimous, it's like a Saddam Hussein kind of election where he gets 99% of the vote.
Efforts to get comment from Mncube were fruitless, as he was said to be busy attending various meetings. But in a brief statement in response to Mzilandlovu's assertions, MDC spokesperson Kura Onechwai maintained that the former National Healing Minister had been dumped because he didn't understand the duties of Secretary General. In an interview with a local newspaper, Chiwai said Mzilandlovu was, quote, a pathological liar without any traces of shame. Mzilandlovu became the latest senior member to leave the MDC following the departure of the national spokesperson Joshua Muhambi last year. This had been preceded by the departure of former spokesperson Nhlanhla Dube and the stepping down of Priscilla Misairabwe Mshonga from the post of Secretary General. Some observers see the party as being on the verge of collapse. Mzilandlovu said these options remain open, but he ruled out the chance of ever working with Mncube again, saying he would only associate with people who share his belief in the principles of democracy. The developments in the MDC come at a time when Zimbabweans are expressing disgruntlement with opposition parties over their failure to offer any meaningful solutions to the country's social, economic, and political crisis. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.